Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include U.S. House of Representatives initiates Resolution 343 condemning state-sanctioned organ harvesting of Falun Gong in China. The Monkey King production leaves Latin American audiences in awe. A different graduation celebration, Falun Dafa Week at National Sun Yat-sen University in Taiwan. Canadian MPs voice support for the movement to prosecute Jiang Zemin. 13,109 people file complaints against Jiang Zemin in 1 week. And 79-year-old woman dies just months after lengthy imprisonment. Now for the stories. U.S. House of Representatives initiates Resolution 343 condemning state-sanctioned organ harvesting of Falun Gong in China. A resolution condemning the state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China was introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives on June 25, 2015. The resolution calls upon the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, to immediately end the practice and end the 16-year-long persecution of Falun Gong. The title of the resolution, as introduced, is Expressing Concern Regarding Persistent and Credible Reports of Systematic State-Sanctioned Organ Harvesting from Non-Consenting Prisoners of Conscience in the People's Republic of China, including from large numbers of Falun Gong practitioners and members of other religious and ethnic minority groups. Be it resolved that the House of Representatives, 1, condemns the practice of state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting in the People's Republic of China, 2, calls on the government of the People's Republic of China and Communist Party of China to immediately end the practice of organ harvesting from all prisoners of conscience, 3, demands an immediate end to the 16-year persecution of the Falun Gong spiritual practice by the government of the People's Republic of China and the Communist Party of China, and the immediate release of all Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. 4. Encourages the United States medical community to help raise awareness of unethical organ transplant practices in China. 5. Calls on the People's Republic of China to allow a credible, transparent, and independent investigation into organ transplant abuses. And 6. Calls on the United States Department of State to conduct a more detailed analysis on state-sanctioned organ harvesting from non-consenting prisoners of conscience in the annual Human Rights Report, and report annually to Congress on the implementation of Section 1182F of Title 8 United States Code, barring provision of visas to Chinese and other nationals engaged in coerced organ or bodily tissue transplantation. The resolution was initiated by Representatives Ilina Ross-Lehtinen from Florida and Gerald Connolly from Virginia, and was co-sponsored by 6 other representatives from California, Texas, and Florida thus far. It was referred to the Committee on Foreign Affairs and the Committee on the Judiciary. Statement by Ross-Lehtinen: The Chinese regime's gruesome practice of organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience is a barbarous violation of human rights and must be stopped. All people have the inherent and fundamental human right to practice their spiritual beliefs without fear of harassment, including Falun Gong followers. China should immediately end its systematic campaign of propaganda, imprisonment, and abuse against those who practice Falun Gong, release all prisoners of conscience, and allow an independent investigation into its state-sanctioned organ harvesting. I urge all my colleagues in the House to join Jerry and myself in co-sponsoring and passing this resolution to help draw attention to the horrific human rights abuses, treatment, and persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. Statement by Connolly: In the face of international condemnation, the Chinese Communist Party continues its brutal campaign against the spiritual movement of Falun Gong. The movement's peaceful practitioners are persecuted and live in constant fear of state-sponsored abuse. This resolution advocates on behalf of their basic human rights and freedom, and I hope my colleagues will continue to support strong advocacy on behalf of Falun Gong practitioners.
The Monkey King production leaves Latin American audiences in awe. Shenyun Performing Arts held 23 performances of the new dance production, The Monkey King, in 3 Latin American countries, Mexico, Colombia, and Argentina, from May 8 through June 14, 2015. The stories retold through Shenyun's original choreography and music scores captivated both the audience's eyes and souls. Being the first to experience this drama, many local theatergoers felt grateful and privileged to embark on this legendary adventure in their hometown. Ambassadors, delicate and comfortable. Fantastic, said the ambassador of Peru. I really enjoy the music. It actually transmits a feeling of peace and comfort. I'm impressed with this performance, said the ambassador of Colombia. Its presentation is very delicate. We could appreciate the subtlety of Chinese art. The dance, the movements they do are very precise. All the music gives happiness to the soul, he continued. This is a spiritual music, soothing for the soul. We feel transported to ancient times of thousands of years ago. The ambassador from Peru was impressed by the underlying peaceful feeling that the show exhibited. Even though this is a dynamic choreography because of the jumps and acrobatics, it transmits relaxation. Even the fights are harmonious. It transmits a comfortable feeling, he said. Congresswoman from Argentina, so touching at moments. Such a beautiful show, so touching at moments, and so visual. I really think it's fantastic. Wonderful. The colors are amazing. The Chinese dance is fantastic, she said. The way the characters are produced that make this part was very interesting, strong, nice. She shared her thoughts on Chinese culture after seeing the show. It's so attractive that it makes us be thinking all the time, investigating and trying to know a bit more, she added. She described Shen Yun as something very sensitive, something very wonderful, something fantastic, something you have to come and see. Artistic director, really a privilege. Wonderful. It's really a privilege to have a show of such brilliance in Tucumán, said the artistic director from the Contemporary Ballet of Tucumán Province. She said she enjoyed all of it in every aspect, from the costumes, the music, the lighting, the structure of the show itself. Every time I see a show of this magnitude, I feel moved. I feel moved because Tucumán can experience it. People can experience it, she shared. Chairman of Culture Bureau, a dreamlike experience. According to the chairman of the Culture Bureau of Tucumán, this performance leaves one speechless. You want to pinch yourself to know if what you're seeing is real or a dream, he described. City councilor, demonstrating basic pillars for humanity. Overall, it's a fable with a very important moral message for us, said City Councilor Sandra Manzoni. When they talk about truth, benevolence, and forbearance, the three basic and fundamental pillars, those are the basic pillars for humanity, she said. Ms. Manzoni also saw the importance of the search for truth and the perseverance in spite of obstacles in the performance. Exhibiting messages of unity and perseverance. I'm very grateful that the Tucumán province was chosen to bring a performance of this great magnitude, said the chairman of the City Council's Commission of Culture. He shared what he took away from the performance. A message to continue, to go ahead, a message of unity. Journalist, captivated and fascinated. I'm captivated by what I'm seeing. Delighted, said Hugo Carrera, journalist and professional announcer for CNN. It was the first poetic sight that reappeared in me, and it evoked a smile. I can assure you, the stress we live in Buenos Aires, a big metropolis like this, it disappeared automatically. It's incredible. I'm fascinated with the show, he described. He used the word spiritual, poetic, profound, and mystic to describe what he experienced. The show features all these disciplines converging in a really fascinating genre, he said. A path toward the future. The show itself is a great harmony among music, dance, choreography, and animation. For us, it's something very special, said the chairman of the board at the Medellin Cultural Association and the Metropolitan Theater. Speaking of traditional Chinese values, he said, he believes that Shen Yun demonstrates a path toward the future. The director of Metropolitan Theater of Medellin described the performance as one with a very high artistic level, of great quality of artistic mastery. She praised all the magic, all the effects, everything that touches you when you are sitting in your seat at the theater. It has values and a beautiful background that this world needs so much right now, she said. It's something that really leaves a mark in our hearts that teaches us a lesson.
A different graduation celebration, followed off a week at National Sun Yat-sen University in Taiwan. The class of 2015 at National Sun Yat-sen University in Kaohsiung, Taiwan, received a unique congratulations on the eve of commencing a new chapter in life. The Falun Dafa Society was hosting a Falun Dafa Week consisting of an art exhibition, a Han couture fashion show, and opportunity to try on traditional garments, a film screening, and many more events leading up to the graduation ceremony on June 12th. The rich offerings attracted a lot of students and faculty members. Many international students also partook of the events. Two professors from the U.S. gave rave reviews of the paintings displayed in The Art of Zhen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition. They also learned the Falun Dafa meditation and commented on the peacefulness and tranquility they experienced. They signed the petition to call for ending the forced organ harvesting in China, the Chinese communist regime's killing of Falun Gong practitioners of conscience for their organs. Lena from Germany also signed the petition. People in Taiwan and mainland China share similar ethnic backgrounds. I hope that the mainland will respect freedom of belief just like Taiwan does, she said. An exchange student from mainland China viewed the photo exhibit and changed the negative view of Falun Dafa that she had developed as a result of the communist propaganda. She remarked, "Falun Dafa is good. I didn't know that." Several Falun Dafa Society members also shared their stories with visitors.
Canadian MPs voice support for the movement to prosecute Jiang Zemin. Over 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners filed criminal charges against former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin with China's highest court between May 27th and June 18th, 2015. Three Canadian MPs, members of parliament, expressed their support for the movement during recent interviews. "It makes absolutely perfect sense to peel off the layers of the onion, as it were. They will get into the heart of the darkness of it, which is the human rights violations and the murders and the torture and all these types of things," said MP Rob Anders. MP Rob Anders, "Those who most heavily persecuted Falun Gong overstepped the bounds of decency the most. The number of lawsuits filed against Jiang Zemin grows by the day," and MP Anders commented that this will develop a catalog of the human rights abuses of the regime and the perpetrators will be held accountable. He said that the justice system will eventually turn on those people who were the most corrupt and villainous and tyrannical and oppressive with regard to Falun Gong. He said that those who were most heavily involved in persecuting Falun Gong are the ones who overstepped the bounds of decency the most. He further explained they didn't just take money. They took dignity, they took integrity, they stole traditions away, they did all these things. They committed incredible human rights violations. Mr. Anders said he believes that the perpetrators will be held accountable when the communist regime starts to collapse and that they will face criminal charges in China. Should they attempt to flee to Canada or some other country, they'll still face accountability, he said. MP Wladyslaw Lizon, "The huge power of lawsuits against Jiang will make a huge change. I am a strong believer that justice will come to every single one of them," said MP Lizon, referring to the fact that over 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners have recently pressed charges against Jiang Zemin. Mr. Lazon said it's a huge power, and even if it starts rolling slowly, it will gain momentum. It's a huge power. It will make a huge change. MP Judy Zgrow, "Chief culprit will be held accountable." "The more people file complaints, the more voices there are heard around the world standing up for Falun Gong practitioners. Then at some point, the top guy in command is going to be held accountable for the kind of persecution that he has done to innocent people," said MP Judy Scrow. Background. In 1999, Jiang Zemin, as head of the Chinese Communist Party, overrode other Politburo Standing Committee members and instigated a violent persecution of Falun Gong. The persecution is believed to have resulted in the deaths of tens of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners over the past 16 years. Countless more have been subject to torture for their belief and even killed for their organs, which are sold for unethical profit. Jiang Zemin is directly responsible for the instigation and continuation of the brutal persecution. Under his personal direction, the Chinese Communist Party established an extra-legal security organ, the 610 Office, on June 10, 1999. The organization overrides police forces and the judicial system in carrying out Jiang's directive regarding Falun Gong to ruin their reputations, cut off their financial resources, and destroy them physically. Chinese law allows for citizens to be plaintiffs in criminal cases, and many practitioners are now exercising that right to file criminal complaints against the former dictator.
...13,109 people filed complaints against Jiang Zemin in 1 week. Between June 19th and 25th, 2015, 13,109 Falun Gong practitioners and their family members filed criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin, former head of the Chinese Communist Party. They urged the Supreme People's Procuratorate to initiate an investigation and bring Jiang to justice for ordering the violent suppression of Falun Gong in China that continues to this day. The complaints charged Jiang with unlawful imprisonment, depriving citizens of their constitutional freedom of belief, and abuse of power, among other crimes. Jiang initiated the persecution of Falun Gong on July 20, 1999, and created an extra-legal agency, the 610 Office, with power to override police and judicial organs in carrying out his directive. During the past 16 years, more than 3,800 Falun Gong practitioners have been confirmed tortured to death. The actual toll is likely higher because information about such cases is tightly censored in China. Copies of 18,000 complaints from over 22,000 people were submitted to Minghui.org from the end of May to June 25th. Among them, 10,972 have been received by China's highest courts as verified by the recipient's signatures. Some cases were filed from outside of China. 160 Falun Gong practitioners in 17 other countries have also filed complaints against Jiang with these courts. These practitioners were able to escape persecution in China and are now living in America, Australia, Malaysia, New Zealand, United Kingdom, South Korea, Canada, Thailand, Denmark, the Netherlands, Spain, Japan, Sweden, Norway, Ireland, and France. This week's tally. Among the 13,109 plaintiffs, of the 10,299 cases Minghui.org received this week, 415 became handicapped and had family members tortured to death. 2,678 had been held in forced labor camps or imprisoned. 67 had been incarcerated in mental hospitals. 5,640 had been detained in detention centers or brainwashing centers. 3,252 suffered economic losses due to extortion, loss of employment, or having their salaries or pensions reduced or suspended. 947 had family members who lost their jobs, were expelled from school, had mental breakdowns, or passed away as a result of the persecution. A Falun Gong practitioner from Jilin City stated in his complaint, "In dealing with Falun Gong cases, the courts do not follow the law. They follow the Communist Party's persecution policy. This persecution would not exist in any country with rule of law. I am not taking legal action against Jiang Zemin for myself, because my suffering is no different from what millions of Falun Gong practitioners have suffered in this persecution. I am taking this legal action because I want you to take a look at the Falun Gong issue calmly and objectively and to take responsibility for yourselves and the Chinese people."
A 79-year-old woman dies just months after lengthy imprisonment. Ms. Yang Suolin, a 79-year-old Falun Gong practitioner from Anshan City, Liaoning Province, died on April 22, 2015. Years of brutal treatment had left her paralyzed from the waist down. She spent 3 years in a forced labor camp and 7 years in prison for her belief in Falun Gong, enduring torture and humiliation. After her release from prison, a party official continued to harass her until the day she died. Ms. Yang was an official at the Anshan Blower Factory. After she started to practice Falun Gong in 1997, she conducted herself according to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. She always looked at things from the other person's point of view. Her ailments disappeared and she became very healthy. After the CCP started to persecute Falun Gong in 1999, Ms. Yang was arrested in Beijing for speaking out about the injustice. She was taken back to Anshan City and detained at the Anshan City Detention Center for 15 days. She was then held in the Anshan forced labor camp for 3 years. Ms. Yang was arrested at home in 2008. The police ransacked her home and confiscated a laptop computer, a DVD recorder, Falun Gong books, DVDs, and informational materials about the persecution of Falun Gong. She was then incarcerated in Liaoning Province Women's Prison for 7 years. She was deprived of sleep for 15 days and given very little to eat. Despite cold weather, she was not allowed to wear more than a thin layer of clothing. During the day, she was brainwashed and was then forced to stand throughout the night. She was not allowed to sleep or talk. The guards routinely beat and cursed her. When Ms. Yang could no longer endure the prolonged torture, against her conscience, she wrote a statement denouncing Falun Gong. She regretted it and later wrote a solemn declaration voiding the statement. She posted the declaration on the ward's walls, infuriating the guards and inmates, who violently assaulted her. After the beating, her eyes swelled shut, her face, chest, and back were covered with bruises. She was taken to a hospital for treatment. Even the hospital director could not bear looking at her injuries. The inmate told her not to tell who beat her, threatening they would kill her if she did. Ms. Yang was not only forced to work during the day, but also at night. The prolonged and inhuman treatment rendered Ms. Yang paralyzed from the waist down. She was released on August 13, 2014. Despite her deteriorating condition and advanced age, a judicial officer continued harassing her. He called her every week, threatening and demanding that her children prevent her from contacting other practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.